And this is radio station WBAI in New York, where the time is 10 o'clock. Time once again for Off the Hook. And a very good evening to one and all. This is Off the Hook, the weekly program dealing with telecommunications and computers and the advances and regressions that we face every day in our society as a result of those particular things which develop. And today is a rather monumental occasion. It's the last program that Fiber Optic will be on before he is sent to prison for a period of a year and a day, which technically could wind up being as little as 10 months, but that's about as little as we can hope for. Fiber Optic is a voice that many of you have heard over the past couple of years on this program, answering all kinds of questions and things like that, giving information, giving his own special brand of expertise to the entire crazy world of technology that we're plunging headlong into. So this is the last program where Fiber Optic will be on the air, and we will be devoting the vast majority of the program to the calls, people calling in, and we'll do that in just a few minutes. And first, a couple of interesting news items which are popping up, as news items are prone to do. MCI has announced a rather startling development. I wouldn't say startling so much as just, if you worked for a phone company, maybe you would say startling. Because MCI is planning to enter the local markets. They're planning to start local service, not just long-distance service. Remember that competition we were talking about as far as competition to the local phone companies, New York Telephone or 9X as they're called now, you may one day have a choice. Now, that's not going to come tomorrow, it's not going to come next week, but it might happen in the next couple of years. It's not going to happen everywhere. It'll happen in major cities. But this is what the MCI people are saying at the moment. MCI Communications, which is the company that, according to the New York Times, pried open AT&T's monopoly on the long-distance telephone business more than 20 years ago, has announced a $2 billion plan to invade the local telephone market. $2 billion. MCI also announced a vaguely defined vision to team up with unspecified partners on a $20 billion effort to upgrade its long-distance network for an array of voice, video, and high-speed data communications. Using a vast network of underground conduits that it acquired several years ago from Western Union, the former Telegraph Company. Actually, I guess they still are the Telegraph Company. I'm not quite sure what Western Union does these days. MCI plans to build local fiber optic networks in the nation's 20 biggest cities over the next several years. Initially, MCI intends to use the fibers to link its corporate customers directly to its long-distance network, bypassing the local Bell telephone companies and avoiding the access charges MCI now pays the phone companies for local connections to corporate customers. Each year, MCI pays local phone companies $5 billion in access charges, which account for about half the cost of long-distance phone calls. They are by far the most lucrative segment of the local telephone market. Over the longer term, MCI executives outlined a vision of providing local driveways onto a high-speed national network that offers video on demand and enough speed to transmit an entire library of books across the country in a few seconds. It also hopes to compete with the Bell companies by offering local access to other long-distance carriers, including its arch rival, the American Telephone and Telegraph Company. Imagine that. Imagine the embarrassment at AT&T corporate headquarters when MCI walks in the door and says, hey, we can get you into the local market, which is what they got them out of in the first place. Oh, yeah. Well, AT&T, I'm sure, will be just tickled pink about that. There's a big double-page ad in today's New York Times as well. That article, by the way, was from the business section of today's Times, and we only read a small part of it. There's all kinds of weird things going on. 25 years ago, we took on the largest company on Earth. Today, we take on space and time. You have to wonder what's going on down at MCI headquarters. They're really laying on the hallucinogenics quite a bit over there. This time, the monopoly is the map and the clock, and MCI has an astonishing plan of liberation from them. Sounds like one of those press releases from, you know, those Banana Republic-type countries astonishing plan of liberation from. Today we inaugurate the nation's first transcontinental information superhighway, part of an overriding vision for the next century that bears the name. This is the name, folks. Get ready. This is the name. Network MCI. Now, it's really cool the way they do this, because the word network is in small letters, and MCI is in capital letters. Network MCI is all one word. Yeah. The roadmap for this technology is SONET, fiber optic technology, which fiber optic, in fact, is going to tell us what exactly that is, as soon as I can reach over all these papers and turn your microphone on. What is SONET, anyway?
Actually, it's Sonnet.
Sonnet. Well, just that the Shakespeare sonnets have two ends, and so I figured the MCI sonnets has had one end would make it SONET, but that's just me.
Blame Belcour.
All right.
Sonnet is a synchronous optical network,
mm-hmm.
and it's a new standard for fiber optic communications. And if I remember correctly, I think the speed of it, don't quote me on this, I think the actual speed of the carrier is 84.48 megabits per second.
Well, I can tell you that the SONET fiber optic technology has the power to move information 15 times faster than any SONET network available today. Does that sound right to you?
I don't know.
SONET fiber optic technology has the power to move information 15 times faster than any SONET network available today. Yes. And coupled with SONET will be ATM switching technology, giving the network self-healing capabilities within a sub-second.
Does it say that, self-healing?
Yes, it does say self-healing. What is a sub-second, by the way? Does anybody know that?
Sub-second.
Microseconds, milliseconds. I never heard of sub-second before.
I think all of those would be considered sub-seconds.
Uh-huh.
And just for those listening, ATM is not an automated teller machine, but they're referring to asynchronous transfer mode,
mm-hmm.
which is a method of switching.
But speaking of automatic teller machines, did anybody catch NYPD Blue last night? They had that story that took place in Connecticut where somebody had a fake ATM. They actually had somebody do this on the show. They set up a fake ATM and people had their checking accounts wiped out and they couldn't pay the rent and they couldn't pay the diaper service and all kinds of things like that. And it was really sad. But you know what bothered me about that? I'm really detracting from what I'm talking about here. But what really bothered me was that they implied that the bank was not liable for something like that. You know, for allowing a machine to be set up in the first place with its name on it. It's a weird situation where you can walk up to a machine and it can rob you. It can rob you, take the information off your magnetic strip, and someone can just duplicate a card, and you're responsible for that. I mean, the bank gives you the card, the bank tells you how to use the card, and then there is no security for the card, and you have to pay. That's not right. Anyway, let's get back to the MCI thing, and let's get over this as quickly as we can. Together, they will shrink the distances between humanity with everything from broadcast-quality video phones to long-distance medical imaging, to universal access to information, to worldwide personal communication services. Now, this sounds like nothing so much as the You Will campaign that AT&T, it's hard to tell the difference these days, that AT&T has had for the last couple of months. They're having these vast dreamlike visions of things that they're going to invent in the future that don't exist yet, and they're taking the credit for it before they've even been invented. And it's the most incredible thing. Imagine being able to zip from Mars to Pluto in a fraction of a second. Well, AT&T is going to do that someday. Yeah, makes you want to go out and buy stock, doesn't it? Anyway, continuing here, the first traveler on the New York to L.A. portion of the superhighway will be the Internet. MCI and one of telecommunications' best-kept secrets, I'd like to know if you know about this, Fiber, has been providing Internet connections for the last half decade. Have they been providing connections and not telling anybody?
Well, I don't know if it's specifically MCI, but I believe they're part of the little group of companies along with Merit and IBM and so on and so forth that I believe co-own the NSFNet backbone.
Uh-huh. It is a best-kept secret in their eyes. Anyway, it now empowers 20 million people to conduct a worldwide conversation with each other via computers. And what Network MCI will do... Notice how that rolls off your tongue, Network MCI. What Network MCI will do is unite the human voice and data and video image and interactive multimedia for the entire nation and beyond. Boy, isn't this nice of them? MCI, together with its partners, will invest more than $20 billion over the next 6 years to create a veritable brain trust for the information age. The space-time continuum, yes, the space-time continuum is being challenged. The notion of communication has changed forever. All the information in the universe will soon be accessible to everyone at every moment.
Are they really saying
this? This is all here in today's New York Times. It's an MCI. It's the most incredible ad I've ever seen. I mean, you have to look at this to verify it. They really say this.
About the universe?
Yeah, every bit of information in the universe will be available to everyone at every moment. And all because of a dream known as the Information Superhighway and a vision known as Network MCI. And a little asterisk at the bottom says, so you better not stand in the way, FCC, or any other organization that's going to spoil things for everybody. All right. That took a lot of paper. And there's all kinds of other things in the papers over the past couple of days, including tariffs filed by New York Telephone. Do you see these? New York Telephone tariffs? Now, New York Telephone doesn't exist anymore, so why are they still filing tariffs? That's what I'd like to know. You know, all kinds of things about reverse information, you know, CNAs, reverse number information, whatever they call it. Basically a way of calling information, asking them who belongs to this phone number, and they'll tell you if it's listed. That's something that phone freaks and hackers have made use of for years. It's been available for a long time in the calls directory. But now it's going to be available to mere people like us. So... that's something that we can look forward to as well. But what's weird is being offered by New York Telephone. And what I'd like to do, I'd like to see... Remember last week we did this. We called up local information, I believe. And we heard for the last time the New York Telephone recording. Now let's see. Let's see if they have, as they said they would on January 1st, changed everything. I think it's very important that we do some checking up here. Okay, there's our trusty dial tone. And we're going to call... No, we're not going to call anywhere, because I guess we didn't pay the touchtone fee, did we? No, okay, let's try another line. Hey, you know, we didn't pay the touchtone fee on any of our lines, apparently. Let's try this one. There we go. Let's see what happens.
New York Telephone, what town, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was trying to reach 9X.
Okay,
so long. Well, apparently she didn't know either. Okay. Wow, 9X, what's that? Okay, it doesn't work in information yet. How about that? It does not work in information. Let's try 0+ calls and see if that's any better. What shall we call? Let's call ourselves. Whoops. You're supposed to dial 212 first, right, New York?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I keep forgetting that. Doesn't really make any sense, but let's see what happens.
New York telephone.
Oh, what's going on here? I mean, you know, I wrote the check out to 9X. I've been complaining about 9X all week. I haven't said a single bad thing about New York Telephone since January 1st because they don't exist anymore. But what do I see? I see New York Telephone vans, I see New York Telephone advertisements and tariffs, and I hear New York Telephone on the phone. What's a person to do? All right, enough of this. Fiber, this is your last show.
Yes, it is.
At least for the next, well, how long do we estimate it's going to be that they'll lock you up for?
Roughly 10 months.
Mm-hmm. No, that's quite a time. That will bring us to October, I believe, of this coming year. It's been pretty crazy and hectic, I imagine, over the past couple of weeks. I mean, you're actually supposed to report when, on Friday.
Yeah, that's right.
In a place called Schuylkill, Pennsylvania, where you'll be spending time, and hopefully you'll be writing to us here at the radio station.
Yeah, I'll certainly...
Since you won't be able to be on the air.
I'll certainly try to write at least.
Yeah. Any thoughts you want to get? By the way, good article in this week's Village Voice.
Yeah, I was really, really happy to read that. And I thank Julian DeBell for writing it. It was a really nice article.
It's the one with Beavis and... Well, no, it's not Beavis and Butthead, is it? It's is that supposed to be Clinton and Bush?
No, it's supposed to be our former and current mayor. Oh, no, actually, it's
Mayor
Koch.
Oh, yeah, I can't tell political cartoons.
It's Koch and Giuliani.
Koch and Giuliani,
yeah.
Okay. In the form of Beavis and Butthead. Okay. So, yes, pick up The Voice and check out that article. Nice picture, too. I haven't actually seen it yet. I'm just saying what other people have said to me. But
we'll open the page, why don't you?
What page is it on?
I don't remember.
Well, this newspaper has about 1,000 pages in it, so I don't know what page to go to.
44.
44? I hope you're not just saying that. Oh, no, there you are. Yes, the bite man of Alcatraz, they call you. The prisoner. Fiber optic goes directly to jail. Wow. Well, that's something. So that's in this week's Village Voice. Our phone lines are open. 212-279-3400. Let's... say goodbye to Fiber in BAI style. Hello, who are you? Where are you calling from?
This is George calling from Berkeley.
George from Berkeley, how are you?
Hey, Manuel, pretty good.
Hey, you're George Gleason, obviously.
Yes, that's the one.
And you've been on this program before, and you've met Fiber a few times.
Yep. Mark, you there?
Yep, I'm right here, George. Hi.
Did you ever get my email?
I think I may have.
Long time ago.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, I guess this may be the only chance we have to talk before you go away.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say that I can say when it's on the air, but just that I'm with you in spirit. And if I can't hear the program on the West Coast, obviously. But if you've got an address or anything like that, you know, if you want to keep up a correspondence, I'd be glad to.
Okay, we'll be corresponding on the net, George. So you can just send an email to me, and I'll make sure you get the address. And anyone else out there that's on the net, you can just send mail to Emmanuel at well.sf.ca.us, and I'll make sure I forward you the address.
Mark, how are you going on Friday? Is that it?
Yeah, I basically I'm going out with Erica, actually.
Uh-huh.
Emmanuel, sorry.
how are you feeling about this whole thing?
Well, I'm very stressed about the whole thing, and. It's rather hard for me to talk about it, frankly.
You've never been to prison before.
Obviously not.
Basically, imagine this. Imagine somebody coming up to you and saying, by the way, day after tomorrow, you have to go to prison for 10 months, and you've never, you know, been in prison before. So it's kind of hard to imagine what to feel, because you don't know yourself what to feel.
Well, Mark, the only thing I can say is a couple of friends of mine went away for... went to prison for resisting draft registration, and they were in a very similar situation in the sense that it was one of these... minimum security facilities. They were in FCI in Danbury, and what they reported was that the nastiest part of the whole thing was that it was simply boring, and so anything that could keep up their intellectual interests was a good thing, but that basically that, you know, the minimum security facilities are, they're a drag. I mean, there's no doubt about that, but that it's not as bad as a lot of the, I mean, who am I to say, because I've never been behind bars myself, but that if this is of any reassurance at all, I mean, that from friends of mine who've been in the same situation for a year for the same, you know, at the same level, it's like the worst part about it is just the simple boredom. And if you can keep your, you know, keep your interest alive and keep your spirit alive with correspondence and with, you know, things like that. I mean, that's really that doesn't make time pass necessarily a whole lot faster, but it's not like being locked up in Maxi or anything like that.
George, let me ask you a quick question. I've got to get on some more phone calls. Would you say that that fiber optic is the closest thing we have to a political prisoner these days in this country?
Well, pretty darn close, but I mean, there's a lot of political prisoners right now, and you've got the people like the activist for the American Indian Movement, Leonard Peltier, if I'm not mistaken. And yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about it. We've got political prisoners, and the fiber definitely qualifies as one in this day and age. I mean, I think that the public will recognize that in the years down the road more than they do now. There's a long history of people having to suffer imprisonment for their beliefs and for the actions which support those beliefs, and if nothing else, if you can always keep the moral high ground in your heart about it, and also remember the love and the friendship of all your folks on the outside and stuff like that, but I think that in the years to come, this will be recognized as a time of a witch hunt, approximately equivalent to McCarthyism, that some of our best and brightest were made to suffer this kind of persecution for the fact that they dared to be creative in a way that society didn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else to say. I mean, God. I mean, you know, all I can say is you guys are doing great things, and it's I don't know, Mark, dude. I wish I could. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's hard to find words, man, because I feel sad inside that this is happening. You know, and the only other thing is. I'll keep you posted about what's happening on the work on the West Coast here, because I'm sure you'll be getting a lot of opportunities and options from other people, but I haven't forgotten that original commitment in terms of anything that can be worked out with us out here and stuff like that. And
okay, George. Well, thanks for for your comments and thanks for being there for us.
Yeah, with you in spirit all the way, my friends.
Okay.
Thanks, George.
Take care then.
Bye.
It's George Gleason calling from Berkeley, California. 212-279-3400. This is the last program with Fiber Optic before he's sent to prison for crimes of hacking. Crimes which one day won't be considered crimes at all. I'm positive about this. I mean, people that kill, people that rape, people that rob, yeah, they may get more time. They may not get more time. But, you know, they don't always get very much more time than this. And lots of times, first offenders of violent crimes, you know, they get less than what we're sending this guy away for. It's a crazy world. It's a crazy world, and we can't forget that for a second. Good evening. You're on. Oh, you were on. Good evening. You're on.
Yes. Hello.
Go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to say goodbye to Fiber, and. You guys, Emmanuel, you're doing a very good program. I hear very, very well the signal comes in here in Nassau County. And don't feel bad that you're going away, because it's going to be an experience that you will never forget. But it's all the people, innocent people, and people with a lot of ideas, and different than the majority of the society, that are locked away, wasting their brains, wasting the energy, because this is the system in which we're living under.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to say, do the best and hang in there. You guys, we need more people like you guys.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Bye.
Take care. You know, it's interesting. There have been people in the past that have gone to prison for this kind of thing. Quite a few, actually. Way too many. This, for us here in New York, BAI listeners in particular, it's different because we've come to know this particular person, and I think in ways that that we can only try to point out with other people that don't have voices and faces attached to them, we can see very clearly that this is a human being. This is somebody that shares our curiosity, shares our quest for knowledge, shares our sense of humor, shares all that kind of thing, and now we see the effects of sending somebody away like this, of totally disrupting someone's life, the sadness, the incredible tragedy of something like this. And it takes that contact to be able to get through that particular idea, that particular way of seeing things. So if nothing else, at least we all have benefited from from knowing fiber here, from interacting week after week, we can all feel outraged at what's happening. We can all feel sadness and anger together, rather than just reading something in a newspaper about some faceless person someplace. We all know this person, and it's like it's happening to us to some degree. 212-279-3400. Good evening, you're on.
Yeah, Emmanuel, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
Okay, this is Ruben from the Bronx.
How are you?
Okay, and I'd like to say that I don't really know fiber too long, only from the past few meetings that I've been to, and I just think that he should try to use the time to his advantage, you know, maybe work out a lot and come out cock diesel, you know what I'm talking about?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so. So anyway, that's about all, Fiber. You know, just try to read a lot, you know, and work out a lot. And get the number for that computer so we can hack into it. And, you know, maybe reduce the amount of days.
Okay, well, we'll work on that.
All right.
We'll work on that. Thanks a lot.
All right.
If there's any, you know, governors or people listening like that can commute sentences, I think they have more access to that system than we do. But it's interesting what the caller mentioned in the next, or the issue of 2600 that just came out. We have something called the Cool Letter Department, and this person that was in prison and sent us a letter. I don't know what he was in prison for. I'm not sure if it was hacker related, but he got a letter from the sheriff's department saying, "Our office has recently received information that you or other persons of your acquaintance may attempt to gain access to the computer system of the Travis County Sheriff's Department." Now, this is a letter he received while he was in prison. He received a letter from the Sheriff's Department saying, "Don't access our computers to a prisoner." Somebody isn't. I mean, that's incredible. What do they think this guy was capable of? So, yeah, we got a copy of that letter, and what fun that was. But I don't think such things will happen in this particular case. Good evening. Who are you? Where are you calling from?
New York.
Okay. And what's your first name?
Lynn.
Sorry? What's your first name?
Lynn.
Okay. And what's on your mind?
Oh, we just want to say that we're going to miss you, Fiber, on Echo.
Okay. Thanks.
I can't hear you. So we're going to miss you, and take care, and we'll come out and visit.
Okay. See what you do.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling. And how does the visitor policy work? Basically, you have to give them a bunch of names?
As far as I know, when I first get there, I go through some sort of orientation, and I get the opportunity to put four names on a list.
Mm-hmm. Four names? I thought it was more like 12.
No, it was four names, I was told. And I don't know what the exact rules are as far as if I can take someone off that list or put them back on at a later time so mm-hmm. I can put other people on. But basically, just because they're on that list doesn't mean much. That means that I'm willing to accept them as a visitor, and then if they want to actually show up, they have to go through some whole long process of filling out forms and being approved by the prison and so on and so forth.
That must be the ultimate insult, not being approved by a prison. But
I wanted to say something interesting on that note, is that I talked to my friend Paul Styra last night. He called us at Echo from prison.
Mm-hmm.
He's in Lewisburg, Pennsylvania. And he had said couple interesting things. One thing he said was particularly about you was that they had labeled you as a subversive.
Oh, you don't say. Really?
Really, yeah.
Now, how is it he knows about this and I don't?
This is what I believe he was told.
He was told I'm a subversive.
Yeah, I don't know if it was in those exact words, but they pretty much alluded to it. So I think
I suppose they mean that in a negative way.
I think so, yeah. I think you'd probably have problems getting approved for visitation.
Oh, that's just great. I've been told I'm a dissident, you know, in Bruce Sterling's book, but subversive, boy. So because I'm a subversive, I can't visit people in prison now. That's what am I going to do? Am I going to lead an uprising or something? Am I going to tear down the wall, show people the secret exit out?
He was also wondering if
it's crazy.
If you got mail from him recently.
I got a letter from him several weeks ago.
Okay.
Several weeks ago. And
I think it's a possibility he might have sent something more recent, and he's afraid that they might be diverting the mail between you and him.
It's quite possible. I just sent him something, so hopefully he'll get something in a few days. And I think whenever you send mail to somebody in prison, you always have to make reference to something that you sent before so that they'll know if it's missing. And the same going the other way. So when you write out to people, make sure that you mention if you already sent out a piece of mail, you know, that mail existed. Otherwise, we may never know it's missing. Can't believe we're talking like this, but that's the way it is. That's what we're dealing with. Subversive, huh? So I guess that means that that they're not going to let me visit you, is that it?
I don't know. Well,
make sure you put my name on the list.
Oh, you'll certainly be on the list.
With both Acid Freak and Scorpion, who are two other friends that are currently in jail, and I guess will be getting out in March or April.
Yeah.
They both put my name on a list, from what I understood, and either didn't hear anything back or, as you just told me, heard something to the negative back.
Yeah.
It's crazy. All right, let's go back to the phones. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Manuel. How you doing?
Okay.
I have a few announcements. Know, a few things to say. First of all, I'm kind of wondering, you called zero and you still hear New York telephones. Now, I'm assuming that when you dial zero, it's all going to the same office, am I right? Because when you dial zero here, we get the 9X.
Yeah, now, what area code are you in?
203.
203?
Yeah.
You're in that small part of 203 that gets served by 9X?
Sure.
Or New York telephone?
Yep. In fact, if you want, I got three-way calling. I can conference you with the new thing.
Okay, go ahead.
Just a sec.
I know there are some areas that are getting it.
Yeah. So. Don't hang up when I'm done. Hang on.
Okay. Of course, I hope he doesn't hang up. Let's see what happens. This could be the first airing of the 9X.
9X.
Wow.
Wow. Doesn't that sound nice and cheery?
Can I help you?
No, thanks. No.
All right. Anyway.
Go back to work. Okay. That sounds really uplifting and something that we really could use in the 90s. Yeah.
And the next thing is...
9X. It's like a sunrise.
Next few things. Michigan Bell. Now, there's all this controversy about caller ID.
Mm-hmm.
Michigan Bell now has caller ID where it also shows your name.
Well, that's happening throughout the country, actually.
And the other thing that was weird was that... I think it's Pennsylvania Bell. That's
Bell of Pennsylvania to you.
What?
Bell of Pennsylvania, not Pennsylvania Bell. Bell of Pennsylvania.
They now have a service where if you dial your own number,
uh-huh.
It will ring all the other phones in the house, kind of like ring back.
Isn't that clever?
Yeah. And what I'm wondering is, wouldn't that do something to your phone if you're still on the phone, or I guess maybe they make you hang up or something?
Well, you have to hang up the phone for it to ring.
Right. That's what I figured.
Yeah. And then the deal is you hear it stop ringing and you pick up and hope that in that half a second of confusion that the person doesn't hang up again.
Then the last thing is MCI. I was looking at 1010 Winds radio.
Uh-huh.
They announced that MCI now has some sort of a thing where you can call when you make calling card calls or whatever. They now have voice recognition, or they will. Actually, the second last thing. They now have voice recognition where you're supposed to be able to say your name. You can now get card, not a card, but...
I think that's Sprint.
Oh, it might be Sprint. I'm not sure. I think they said MCI, but you're supposed to be able to call an 800 number. They said it would ask for a code, which has confused me because it's supposed to be voice activated.
Well, it's probably a word of some sort.
Yeah, and then after that you'd say call home or... third party or something like that. And
yeah, but you might call Rome instead of calling home. All kinds of things are possible with voice recognition. Now, I was talking about the Newton computer a couple of weeks ago. Now, that's not voice recognition. That's handwriting recognition. But occasionally, when somebody would write the word call Bob, it would translate it to kill Bob. And, you know, that caused all kinds of misunderstandings, obviously.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
All right, thanks a lot.
Okay.
We'll miss you.
All right, take care. Let's go back to the phones. 212-279-3400. Good evening. Where are you calling from?
Hi. I'm calling from Manhattan. My name's Steve.
Okay.
And I wanted to let Mark know, he's never heard my voice before, but I know him from Echo. My name's Steve Miller, also Sharp. And Mark, if you remember enough about me, you know I'm a computer programmer. I'm also a criminal defense attorney. I work mostly in the computer biz. I want to let you know that one of the effects that's intended by imprisonment, of course, is to send a message to society. In this particular case, it's going to work in reverse at least some of the time because many of my coworkers who are computer people have read some of the partially accurate accounts of what you pled to and what you were charged with, and they've been scratching their heads and saying, you know, gee, I've done that and I've done this and so forth, and maybe they didn't have names like Fiber Optic or were members of groups or whatever that had curious or suspicious sounding names. But they started asking me, gee, could I really go to jail if I were found out that I did this? Could I really be prosecuted if it were found out I did that? And I have to tell them that under both federal and now some of the more stringent New York state laws, the answer is yes. And I think they're scratching their heads some more and saying, well, that isn't right. and the message being sent by the fact that someone who did the same things that they haven't been caught for but have also done is going to do a year, it's got them doing more than just getting scared and saying, I better follow the law. I think a lot of them are saying, we better change the law. So whatever comfort it might be to you, more than one message can come out of somebody doing time, and this time it's going to be different than they expect. And for what it's also worth, I'm going to help try to send that message for you. I don't know if that'll give you any comfort in the can, but just be aware that we don't all see things the same way as our government.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thanks.
See you again.
Take care. I think that represents a large number of people out there from all different backgrounds. I mean, we had somebody on the radio a few weeks ago, a former CIA person, saying that this was outrageous. We have people from all different departments and factions of the government saying this. I mean, it doesn't make sense. I have to ask myself over and over again, who does this benefit? You know, and if you believe sending someone like Fiber to prison is a good thing, who benefits from this? Do we benefit? No, we're losing a voice for 10 months to a year. I have yet to find anyone that will benefit from this. Good evening. You're on. Where are you calling from?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hi. I just wanted to say that I know that Mark feels very bad about having to go away. And those of us that have come to know him over the past year are not having our liberties taken away from us for an extended period of time. But what's being removed from our life is someone that, for me, has become very dear to me. I really like Mark a whole lot. And when the news of his sentencing came down, it took a while for me to realize what this was going to mean, you know, to Mark. And then recently, as Friday has been fast approaching us, I found that I've become very withdrawn because a friend of mine is going away. And the line from the Mikado that comes to mind to me a whole lot is, my object, oh so blind, I will achieve in time to make the punishment fit the crime. The punishment fit the crime. And I think that in this case, it doesn't. And that's what I wanted to say.
Okay, thanks.
Sure.
Take care. Yeah, nothing like a Gilbert and Sullivan line to make you feel a little better. Okay, 212-279-3400. Goodbye show for Fiber Optic here on WBAI New York. Good evening, you're on.
I just called and I forgot to say one thing. I found something very interesting in New York Telephone.
All right, make it quick because there's a lot of people waiting.
All right, I'm sorry. You can try this. I don't know what effects it'll have on rollover, but you can try it on your last line. It seems that if you hang up and pick up and hang up and pick up constantly, right, a little faster than a pole style.
Yeah, it'll kill the line.
Not only that, but if you then go on to a different line and call that line, your telephone will tell you, if you have two lines, that the number has been changed and will list the other line.
Really? That's bizarre.
Yeah. You can try it. I mean, I've done it two different lines. And luckily on mine, if I know someone that I don't want to talk to, I can do that because they typed in the number wrong.
I also heard a rumor, though, that every time you do that, you kill a switchman. It's just a rumor. It's just a rumor, but I felt I should point, you know, pass it along to everybody.
You might want to try that or whatever.
Yeah, I'll try it.
Great, thanks a lot.
Thanks. Actually, I tried that in Kansas, not killing a switchman. I tried pulsing the phone real fast, and it killed the line for a couple of minutes, and then I tried it again, and it didn't work anymore. It's like the line learned. It learned not to react to that anymore. And I don't know. It happens on digital switches, that much I do know.
Well, it pretty much happens on any switch. In the lingo, it's called a line shower. And the reason why the line cuts off like that is that in case there's a short circuit, it could cause an intermittent short like that, and they want to cut the line off until they can repair it.
But if you do it enough times, I guess they label you a wise guy and say, okay, we're not going to protect this person anymore. Just let him flash away to his heart's content. Okay, let's go back to the phones. Good evening, you're on. Oh, that's me, but where are you? Good evening.
Hi, hello, Manny.
Yeah.
Okay, I wanted to say goodbye to Fiber. As a tribute, I just watched a rerun of the original Max Headroom pilot the other night, so I want to dedicate that to him. I have just a brief question about a New York telephone horror story. Maybe you can give me some advice. Are you aware of the optional wire maintenance charge that appears on the bill?
Yes, it's very optional.
Right. Well, they conned me into having the maximum amount because I have four extensions. And a few months ago, I called up and said, it's optional. I'm trying to economize and minimize. Please remove it. So what happened was they charged me a $10 order charge, and they didn't even remove it. So I'm still being charged it. Plus, I was charged $10 to process an order that didn't even go through. What recourse do I have?
They charged you to remove something? I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it said it was like something like an order or something. It was a $10 processing charge, but
they can't charge you.
Remove the wire maintenance charge.
Right, they can't charge you to remove a feature. They can charge you to add a feature, to install a feature, even though there's no installation required.
So what do I do? I don't have the records or anything.
Go to the front of your phone book. You'll find several 800 numbers there, and I would take those step by step. Since obviously customer service didn't help you out, try the president's hotline of the phone company.
Where is fiber going to? I missed the beginning of the show.
Let me ask you a question first. And after that, try the Public Service Commission if they don't help you. Where fiber is going? He's going to a place called Schuylkill, Pennsylvania, which is a federal pen, I guess.
Yeah, I was afraid of that. Well, hopefully, you know, you can do some good works, if you know what I mean, out of their system, whatever. Okay, well, I've enjoyed the show, but your show will remain on, right?
Yes. Until they come to get me, this show will remain on.
Okay, that's about it, Sam.
Okay, being what was the word again? Subversive, yes. Just want to make sure that they could come any time, I guess, right? Do I get a copy at least of a piece of paper that says I'm a subversive? I think I'm entitled to that, aren't I? I mean, subversives have rights, too. What, we don't? Oh, I'm sorry. My mistake. All right. 212-279-3400. Give us a call. Say goodbye to Fiber Optic. Good evening. You're on.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
I'm just kind of calling to add my voice to the support for Fiber.
Well, thanks.
Thanks.
I'm kind of new on Echo, but I imagine most of the people in jail are not going to have the kind of level of support behind you, you know, that you have.
Uh-huh.
Any kind of consolation.
Well, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing when you go to jail and you have a fan club.
Well, maybe it'll make you feel better. I mean, you know, who cares what the other people think, right?
That's true, except you got to live with those people for the next year. That's the only concern there.
Well, if you're quiet and keep to yourself, they know what that means, so maybe they'll leave you alone.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a minimum security, though, right?
Yeah.
So it shouldn't be bad.
Yeah, well, you know, there's just something about the word prison, I guess.
I know, it's kind of...
It kind of rubs you the wrong way, right?
You're going to get a warm welcome when you get out.
Yeah, that's for sure. You think the party going in was something. The party coming out is going to be even better.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, on Echo, everybody can't wait, I'm sure.
Yeah, we'll start making plans now.
Will do.
All right.
Thanks.
212-279-3400. Good evening. You're on.
Hello, Fiber.
Hi.
Hi, Fiber.
Yep.
Hey.
Hey, I know who this is.
I hope in in prison that the mashed potatoes don't have any skins.
I hope so, too.
Well, you know, we're all with you.
Thanks.
And good luck. I'll talk to you.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Take care.
Thanks.
Thanks for calling. Good evening. You're on.
Hi. Hello.
Go ahead.
Just take up speaker over here. Let me just turn on the radio here. You know, everyone's saying goodbye. We're going to miss you and stuff. But there's a little bit of all of us in what's going on over here. And Fiber just personifies it. Everyone has their own, well, I have my own personal story with some stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like there's a part of me is going to prison, too. A part of society, if you will, is going to prison here.
Exactly, yes.
Another thing, too, is I'm glad to have heard from the guy who identified himself as a criminal attorney, saying that he's going to try and do something, at least, to decriminalize this, if you will, or at least mollify it. Because, It's almost, if you will, the luck of the draw. I mean, you know, there's a lot of people that could have gone to prison for the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Really ridiculous, number one. Number two, I know how you feel, and I'm not being cavalier about this, because I know how you feel. I mean, this is really not such a good thing. And the other thing is, as far as the people who are violent who go to jail versus the people who are nonviolent who get the book thrown at them, it's as if the, from my perspective, that the violent people basically use the prison as a notch on their belt. The more years you can do, the more you're regarded as being sort of like a big man on campus, so to speak. Whereas people who have jobs, if you will, who are in society, who are paying taxes and stuff, this really hurts. And it makes more, it inflicts more of a damage on people who are more, if you will, law-abiding or in a gray zone than those people who are flagrant and violent about it. And that's how I feel.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thanks. Sure.
Good evening. You're on.
Yeah, hi. I wanted to add my voice to the support for fiber. I could pretty much echo everyone's prior statements.
Mm-hmm.
Also, a couple days ago, on Monday, I called and I did get the 9X from Long Island, Nassau County.
Oh, good for you.
That's all I have to say.
Uh-huh.
Good luck, fiber.
Thanks.
Take care. Yeah, it seems that the 9X web is expanding slowly but surely. Good evening. You're on.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Yeah, this is the Silverback up in 718. I'd like to say hello to Manuel, Razor, Roman, and Fiber. And I do wish Fiber the best of luck with his little trip for his 10 months there. And I'd like to add my voice to the other people on Echo that are going to miss him and really miss him bad. Being a, you know what I got, you know, guys know what I used to do for a living, being a formal federal officer, I can honestly say that Fiber is the only guy that I've ever felt sorry for going to prison.
Mm-hmm.
Including, you know, a lot of the people that I sent up personally. But I think that the movement that he represents, the 2600, is a good thing. I personally have an interest in it. I think it's great to expose the rip-offs of the phone companies, rip-offs of the COCOD companies, and so on and so forth, and I think it's a good thing. I don't think this is subversive information being translated at all.
Well, I agree with you. I know there's people in power, though, that don't, and that's what the problem is right now.
Yes, I agree also. It's right now it's up to the people in power, but we did bring down the Bell system, and we're working on AT&T and the rest of the companies out there, and hopefully we'll get fair and equal treatment by them. Somewhere along the line.
Yeah, one of these days, hopefully. Hopefully that will happen.
Okay, that's all I have to say.
All right, take care.
Good night.
Well, any particular plans for things you want to accomplish while you're away? Things you want to do, things you don't want to do? Have you thought about this?
Things I want to do while I'm away?
Yeah. You planning on reading and writing?
Well, hopefully I can accept at least half of the books that people say that they'd like to send me.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I'm reminded of my discussion with Paul last night, calling from prison, who said that a mutual friend of ours sent him a programming book about the C++ programming language.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't allowed to receive it. The person who okays the receipt of things in the mail was saying that he thought it was very strange. And he was confused by it, so he was holding it back from Paul.
I see. Now, that's just great. When you have someone who's into computer development being denied access to computer development while you're away, you know, it's a lot is going to be happening in 10 months. I mean, if you don't have access to at least the knowledge of what's going on out there, it's going to be like a completely different planet when you get back. 10 months is a long time in the development of telecommunications and computers. So I sure hope that we're able to get stuff like that through to you.
Yeah, it's pretty important to me that I'm able to keep track of the new technology going on and back in the real world.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's a rule as far as sending publications or sending books that they can only come from the publisher? Is that
true? If they were hardcover books, they can only come directly from the publisher. And I guess they fear that people will hide things in the
subversives out there will hide things in the hardcover book somehow, and publishers of course won't do this. So if anybody out there has friends or themselves works in a publishing house that can manage to send hardcover books or softcover books or magazines or anything to Fiverr, please look into it, and we'll be giving out the address. You don't have your address yet, do you?
No, I actually, all I have really is the address of the prison itself for purposes of getting there, but I'm not really going to know my specific address until I'm there and I'm assigned quarters.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll update the folks as we learn more about that. Good evening. You're on.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to say another echoid who's going to miss fiber. I just hope that things work out for him.
Okay, thanks.
Keep your faith. And I also want that infrared band, if he doesn't mind.
Okay?
Okay. Take care.
All right.
Bye.
Guess he's got dibs on that now, eh? Good evening, you're on.
Oh, good. I'm so glad I got on. Fiverr?
Yeah.
Hey, Fiverr.
Hi.
So, I'm going to miss you for sure, because you've taught me a lot.
Uh-huh.
And I just want to say one last thing to you and to Emmanuel. Well, it won't be a last thing to Emmanuel, but if you dial 311, it gives you some sort of a strange sound. Not touch tones, but a strange sound. You could dial it now.
Are you sure we can dial it now?
Yes.
I don't know about that. All right, I'll take you up on it. Actually, wait, do we have touch tones? Do you have touch tones?
Well, you could dial it on dial, too. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but we don't have a way of dialing on this particular line because all the lines are taken up. Maybe you can dial for us.
I can't dial it here because I'm in Queens. It only works in Manhattan.
Ah, it's too bad. well, gosh, we'll have to do it with you off the line, then. That's the only way I can free up a line. Well, you want to tell us what happens?
I don't have a recorder. I'm about to compile a recording of different switches, by the way, for you.
Uh-huh.
Well,
that's great, but why don't you describe for us what happens?
And, it sounds like a Morse code type of thing.
Morse code, huh?
Yeah, for a split second, and then it hangs up.
Really? All right, we'll check it out.
Okay, it's Fiverr. Best of luck, and I'm going to miss you.
Well, thanks.
All right.
Take care. Thanks for calling.
All right,
let's give that a try. Let's get a line here. This hopefully has touch-tone service. All right, we're going to dial 311. See what happens. I have a feeling nothing's going to happen. Well, what do you know?
It's busy.
Well, either that means that everybody in the world is trying that right now, or it just doesn't work from here.
Or, you know, if you think about it, that busy signal does sound a bit like Morse code.
Well, yeah, if you slow it down enough, there's probably some sort of a code in there. All right, let's go back to the phones. 212-279-3400. Good evening, you're on.
Yes, Emmanuel. I just want to wish Fiverr a, good luck in jail and all, and, just basically want to wish that.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling. Sorry, that was me. Okay. Good evening. You're on.
Yes, hello. I would just like to echo everyone else's words and in support of Fiverr. And the only thing I like to add to it is don't let them shackle your mind. I hope you can use this time to your advantage to enhance whatever you can. Again, if you can get some reading material or whatnot. And I do have one quick question for you guys.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you there?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get the 2600 magazine. Can you give me any idea how can I get it? I've been trying to do it for a long time.
You want to find it in a newsstand or do you want to subscribe?
I'll subscribe, really.
Okay, I'll give you the phone number. That's area code 516-751-2600.
751-2600. Thank you very much.
Okay, take care. Good evening, you're on.
Hi, I'd just like to voice my...
you speak up a bit?
I'd just like to say goodbye to Fiverr. Eric!
I don't know. I don't know what's going on out there. Okay, 212-279-3400. That's our phone number. Good evening, you're on.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
How you doing, Fiverr?
Hi, how are you?
I'm going to miss you, man.
Thanks.
If I were you, I'm going to buy a radio. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
And listen to Night Shift. Night Shift.
Okay. Good evening. You're on.
Hi, yeah. I'm listening to all the people saying goodbye to Fiverr. You know, Fiverr's going to be back in 10 months, and I certainly wish him well, and I will miss hearing his voice on the air. But, Fiverr, I think you can look at this as kind of like an interesting experience. Not one of your own choosing, but it'll be something to observe and to experience, as something brand new, and if it's a minimum security, well, then it's not exactly like doing time at Leavenworth or, you know, some of these really atrocious parts of prisons. And, as people say, make the most of your time, do the best you can, and he will be looking for you when you come out.
Okay. Thanks for your call. Good evening. You're on. Where are you calling from?
Yeah, Emmanuel?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Craig.
Craig Neidorf.
Yeah.
Are you calling from Washington or Virginia?
Well, yeah.
Okay. One of those places. We'll proceed at that. Well, Craig, yeah, you're a familiar voice to this radio program, having been prosecuted yourself. You got out of it successfully, though. We're in the last minute of the program. Something you want to convey?
Yeah, sorry, I'm late.
What's on your mind?
Well, is Mark still there?
I'm right here.
Hey,
how
Mark,
are you?
How you doing?
How's it going?
It's okay. I just wanted to wish you the best of luck.
Oh, thanks a lot.
I mean, I don't know exactly what's the deal with where you're heading or anything, but make sure we all have your address.
Yep, I'll make sure everyone gets it.
Okay, well, we'll certainly be sending that out over the net and over the radio as well. But Craig, I know you speak for a lot of hackers out there that are following this whole thing and feel pretty much the same way as we do here at VAI and our listeners do. I want to thank you for calling.
All right. Well, like I said, I mean, I feel pretty bad about what's going on because I was once almost right there.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thanks again.
Yeah. Talk to you guys later.
All right. Take care.
Thanks for calling.
Craig Neidorf, who a couple of years ago was threatened with the same thing that Fiber Optic is facing right now, prison for access. Actually, in his particular case, he was facing prison for printing information that the phone company said was secret, and it turned out later that it was not. Who knows what will turn out to be the case later on in this particular chain of events. It's pretty likely, though, that in future years we'll look upon this as a big waste of everybody's time, a real tragedy, something that should not have happened. And I know I speak for BAI listeners in saying that this is a sad day. This is something that that we're not going to forget about for quite some time. And hopefully Fiber will be in touch with you on a regular basis. We'll be reading your letters hopefully every week here at this radio station. And hey, in 10 months we're going to see you again right here. All right, and thanks very much for everything you've given us over the past couple of years. Thanks for just being there and answering our questions and having your unique perspective. I wish it didn't have to be this way. I wish we could continue doing this without an interruption. Unfortunately, the forces of darkness, sometimes they make the moves and we have to follow, and this is one of those cases. Let's hope it doesn't stay that way for a whole lot longer. So, Fiber, this is it.
Yep, this is it.
All right. Take care, and we'll see you in 10 months or so.
Yep. I'll see everyone around.
All right. This is Emmanuel for Off the Hook. We'll be back next week. We'll let you know how things went. Take care of yourselves. Stay tuned for the news. Be good. Good night. Don't be scared. Radio station WBAI in New York. Stay tuned for the evening news. Tonight on Earthwatch, Robert Knight returns live with a report from Rikers Island. Stay tuned.
Tonight, the Mexican government delivers a crushing blow to a Mexican rebel movement. North Korea bows to U.S. pressure. And in New York, a victory for environmentalists in Harlem, while Governor Cuomo calls for more firepower to fight crime. With these and other stories, I'm Jose Santiago in New York with Verna Avery Brown in Washington, and this is the news for Wednesday, January 5th, 1994. First to Washington and these headlines topping the news.
It's official. State Department spokesperson Lynn Davis says North Korea has agreed to allow inspection of its nuclear sites. The decision puts North Korea in accordance with the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty, or NPT. Washington has been pushing North Korea to open its facilities for inspection since Pyongyang threatened last March to withdraw from the NPT. The CIA believes the Asian country has produced at least one nuclear weapon. There are conflicting reports about the early resumption of talks between Israel and the PLO over a partial Israeli withdrawal from the occupied territories. Peretz Kedron reports from Jerusalem.
Israeli sources reject PLO statements about the early resumption of negotiations. Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin froze the talks, accusing the Palestinians of going back on agreements reached in Cairo last week. Though the PLO denied there was...